a combination wedding and funeral. The loser of the fight gets the funeral. The winner gets to marry the designated hotel fuck bride, with the remaining losing bar and hotel participants serving as bridesmaids and pallbearers. We then give the newlyweds all the leftover drugs from Maniac on Drugs and send them on a honeymoon to some nice, conservative golfing resort on Hilton Head Island, where they're required to take large amounts of drugs and 2 weeks of golf and tennis lessons. This next one is my makeover show. My working title is Try Looking Like That for a Change. You start by picking three incredibly beautiful, successful supermodels, and then, against their wills, you sedate them, strap them down, and subject them to extensive plastic surgery. You give them big misshapen noses, sagging eye bags, and plenty of wrinkles and drooping skin on their faces. Then you pump enough fat into their asses, hips, and thighs to make them really unhappy. When they come out of the anesthesia, the audience yells, "Try looking like that for a change!" I'm so excited about this one that I'm working on a variation that involves involuntary sex change surgery. Well, that's about it for reality shows. I suppose all that's left would be for me to tell you about a show called Bowel Movement. Basically, it's a show that involves a fixed position camera, a toilet, and a series of guys with diets organized primarily around beer and extra spicy Mexican food. Perhaps it's better if I don't go into too much detail at this time. And you know something I'm thinking? This one might actually belong on cable. Well, that's it, folks. I've done all I can to develop a hit show, but the creative process can only take you so far. The rest is up to you, the public, and I'm counting on your good taste. First, let me say that most people take these so-called tragedies, like Columbine and Oklahoma City, far too seriously. You have to remember, it's all part of the American way of life. If you live in America, you have to go along with these things. You can't be sitting around whining, "Oh, a lot of people got killed." These things happen, folks. People get killed. But concerning the guys, and it's always men, who commit these mass killings, and other less dramatic murders for that matter, after the sentence of death is passed, you'll usually see the whining families of the victims insist on watching the execution up close, through a little window. They want to see the guy die. Don't these people know there's nothing to see? It's uneventful. An attendant gives the guy an injection. It's like watching someone get a flu shot. There's nothing to see. But they often get their wish, and they're allowed to witness what's little more than a medical procedure. Now, my feeling is, if you're going to let people watch some guy get executed, it will make much more sense to put on a little show for these ghouls. Entertain them. Place the guy in a small steel room and send in four or five of these sadistic prison guards with steel pipes and let them beat the guy to death for about an hour. A constant, uninterrupted 60-minute clubbing would seem far more in keeping with our national values. And, of course, this method would be much more satisfying to the families of these so-called victims, these fine, upstanding religious families who believe in a merciful God. They'd enjoy watching these psychotic, animalistic prison guards doing what comes naturally, administering a nice, brutal clubbing. Prison guards who, by the way, dare I say, are also all fine, upstanding religious people as well. Folks, if you're going to do these things, don't settle for halfway measures. Do them right. Do them the Christian way. As a public service, next weekend, Boy Scouts will be picking up litter and trash from America's highways and dumping it in America's rivers. If you'd like to pitch in and help the Boy Scouts, bring some of your own trash from home and throw it out the window of your car as you drive along your favorite road. You'll be doing your part to keep the highways clean. By the way, if you have any ideas about cleaning up the rivers, let us know. I'm tired of these Canadians who have worked in the American news media for years and still haven't learned to pronounce the words out and about. Peter Jennings is one of them, and there are about three or four more prominent ones. These people need to be taught that it's out and about, not oot and aboot. I say if you can't learn the language, it's about time you got the fuck out of here. Besides, Canadians are just disguised English people, and it's a well-known fact that all English people deserve to die.